Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The arrogance of sinful man turns things upside down. It believes the clay is just like the potter. It says to the potter, "You didn't make me. You know nothing." That's the voice of rebellion. Saying it doesn't make it true. That's really the lie of the devil. But even in that lie, there is an element of truth. Because the potter, in fact, becomes just like the clay, so that he can rescue man from the prison of sin and the devil's lies. Isaiah begins with a description of the times and the pervasive arrogance of his day. The people believed that the vision of God given through Isaiah was nothing more than words sealed in a scroll. And the people in that day either couldn't or wouldn't read the scroll. They didn't want to know, they didn't want to hear. Life continued as it was. People came near to God with their mouth, they honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. Having put God's word on the shelf, they preferred rules taught by man. They preferred their own wisdom, their own intelligence. They thought they could do as they pleased. They believed that they could do their work under the cover of darkness and say, "Who sees? Who will know?" Much of what Isaiah speaks here, more than 700 years before Jesus was born, whose birth occurred more than 2,000 years ago, much of what Isaiah speaks rings true today. People follow their own path. They prefer their own wisdom. Under the cover of darkness, who will see? Who will know their works done in secret? For them, the truth of God is nothing more than words written in a book. They can't or won't read the scriptures. They don't want to hear God's truth. They don't need to hear God's word, or so they believe. That's the result of arrogance. They turn things upside down. They make God in their own image. They take him off of his throne and put themselves there in his place. That arrogance is really the arrogance of the devil. He said to God, "You did not make me." He said about God, "He knows nothing." That's what he was whispering to Adam and Eve in the garden. And because he is the prince of this world, we now live in a world where that arrogance is constantly on display. We've moved away from "God said" to "science says." God's creative work is explained as a gradual evolution from the simple to the complex. Many have taken God completely out of that picture, saying, as they did in Isaiah's day, "God didn't make me." And again, the prince of this world, the devil, is behind all of that. And just as I shared with the children this morning, maybe what the devil is really doing is playing a worldwide game of Simon Says. Simon Says do this, Simon Says do that. No explanations, no reasons given. If Simon Says do it, you just do it, simply because he said so. Simon's agenda is to win. When we played that game back in elementary school, if I was Simon, I was playing to win. I was playing to be the only one left standing and make all those others do something that I didn't tell them to do. And then that would boot them out of the game. In a very real way, that is the devil's game. He's at work to cut you off. He's at work to control your thoughts and actions so that he, the devil, can come out on top. Simon lets you think that you can win the game by just doing what he says. And I remember playing the game and being the one listening to Simon say this and that and taking a little pleasure whenever I did what Simon said and somebody else didn't, because now I was that much closer to being the one who wins. So you'd even get to the place where as folks drop out, you really think you're going to win. Where the devil's game is concerned, there is only going to be one winner, and it's never going to be me. When the devil played his game in the garden, he cut Adam and Eve off from God, and he thought he had won the game. But God intervened. He didn't allow the deeds done in secret to remain hidden. He brought his light into the devil's darkness to turn the devil's plans upside down. He came to Adam and Eve in the garden in the midst of their sin to bring them back to him, to remove the separation that came because they listened to the devil's whispers and sinned. Because they had become dead in their trespasses and sin, God came and gave them their life back through the forgiveness of their sin. He did the same in Isaiah's day. He came into that darkness to cause those who had become deaf to his word to hear his truth. He came into that darkness and caused the eyes made blind by the devil's darkness to see. Judah turned back to God and his word. And they were preserved from destruction. And so, just as God did in Isaiah's day, he's at work to do today. He will cause the wisdom of the wise to perish. He will cause the intelligence of the intelligent to vanish. He says, woe to those who try to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees, who will know? Woe to them, because God will bring their secret plans out into the light. Nothing will be hidden. He will once again turn the plans of the devil upside down. He will do that today because he's already done it in the person of Jesus Christ. He, the Son of God, took on human flesh. He, the potter by whom all things were made, became just like the clay, so that the clay could become like him. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He paid the price to set us free from the prison of sin and from the devil's lies. By his blood shed, sin received its wage. The debt owed to God was paid. Someone died. But because it was the potter who died in our place, then we, the clay, are raised to life. That's what happened to us in baptism. We, the clay, were joined together with Jesus in his death and life. We who were dead in our trespasses and sin have been raised to life in Christ. That's the great reversal. That's how God turned the devil's plans upside down. The Word of God in the flesh worked in power to open our ears to hear and our eyes to see. He worked in power to break the devil's chains so that we could be free, so that we could be restored to God. And God continues that work today through us and the Word of God that we share. He has raised us to life so that we can now proclaim that life, so that we can now speak the Word of God, so that we can now speak the words in that scroll, so that those who hear and see might be rescued from the darkness and gloom of the devil's lies and brought into the light of the kingdom of God. We've been raised to life to speak the word of God so that God can once again turn this world upside down and bring all who are lost home to Him. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.